The Rules of Backyard Croquet, written by Sonny Overan and read by Rosalind Odes.
Chapter 1. It's faulty! The woman pitched a jacket onto the polished counter, and it sailed off to land in a heap on the floor. Apple's neat pile of receipts danced in the air, caught in the slipstream. Ugh! The woman added. And now it will be filthy. Never mind. Apple crouched behind the counter, a despairing laugh dying in her mouth. Her voice was high, forehead damp as she heaped the jacket back onto the counter. Let me just... She crouched again to gather up the receipts before a pair of pink-laced brogues appeared. Relief soared. Hello, Jackson said. There was a beat. Then Apple heard the customer reply, You're new? New as they come, Jackson said, and the humor in her voice made Apple smile. Ella Jackson, but I go by Jackson. Apple usually helps me, thank you. Apple stood, releasing a fistful of receipts onto the counter. Her smile hadn't once faltered since the customer had entered the store, and it didn't now. Her feet ached from hours without a break, but her smile remained. And it's my pleasure to help, Eloise. Eloise dropped five figures in the store every month, and this was Loom, where Apple was the manager, where she had never been anything but professional, and where her smile would remain until the sign read closed. Isn't Apple helpful? Jackson said. She'd been out the back when Eloise had entered. It was 5:23 p.m. They belonged to Loom for another 7 minutes, but Apple had been out back too, watching Jackson twist a corkscrew into a Merlot, put the bottle to her lips, then laugh out loud as she scoffed crisps, crumbs dancing to the floor of the unkept rear room that looked nothing like the shopfront where they now stood. Here, dark-stained floorboards were polished, and the silhouettes of silk, cashmere and Mongolian yak hair were lit by the soft glow of light set in the floor, and plaited leather ropes held rods of oak from which garments swayed. The tinkle of the doorbell had called them from the back, and Apple and Jackson now stood side by side, the day's last customer tense before them. Apple blinked at the faint burgundy wine stain on Jackson's upper lip, then hurriedly fiddled with the jacket Eloise had thrown down. Well, Apple's helpful, certainly, Eloise said, but that doesn't excuse the faulty zipper, nor does it excuse my ghastly day. Look! She stuck her leg around the corner, boot raised. Dog excrement! Jackson tremored with mirth, and Apple swallowed, her smiling mask unmoved. Oh dear, Jackson said. Just awful. I know, Eloise said. The neighbour's dog is squatting on our nature strip again. Again? Jackson almost sounded like she cared. Apple knows. It's foul, isn't it, Apple? They've done nothing about it, not a thing. Now look at my lambskin. I am looking, Jackson said earnestly, and Apple's chest ached. Look at that excrement. What are they feeding the foul creature? It clearly has diarrhea, and it's squelched right up the sides. Oh, no genius leather shampoo can get the fetid excrement from an unhealthy dog out of soft, pale leather. It's just so very soaked in. Jackson gave the woman what she seemed to need. And such an ugly dog. A mongrel with snarling little fangs over its lips. I swear it's a rescue. Why retired billionaires wouldn't get a purebred is beyond me. That dog's revolting, marring the neighbourhood with its hideous face and feces. Thomas and I want to poison it like we poisoned that tree that blocked our view.